to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thank you so very much for being with us today. I do greatly appreciate it. Very, very excited to have you with us today. And I'm very excited to welcome you to hour number two of the program. If you missed any part of hour number one, I encourage you to pick that up. Ken Thornburg and I did a lot of conversation about the aspect of spiritual warfare and how significantly important that is, who we are in Christ, and how that translates into our ability to war for this nation, and to do it initially, we've got to do it in the realm of the Spirit. Faith without works is dead. So there is an active role that we have to be playing. We'll talk about that in a minute with my next guest. But it's important that we also understand who we are in Christ so that we start to take our authority in these areas and pull back the darkness and put it under the light. Darkness cannot stand the light. It doesn't like to be exposed, and we need to shine the light. And then, of course, we need to also call out those, such as we did in our second segment, that are using, you know, excuses for supporting things like Disney and their direct assault on children. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And if the silent majority at Disney, and I believe there is a silent majority at Disney, did what the pilots did when it came to saying, we're not going to allow you to give us mandatory injections, and had a strike. They walked off work. They did a sick day. If the Disney employees had a sick out and all of a sudden Disney couldn't produce its, you know, propaganda in its movies and its films and its TV programming, and the parks had to close, and essentially all of Disney was shut down for a day or two because of sick outs, you don't think that the corporate people up top wouldn't decide, hey, you know what, maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all, to try and force 4-year-olds to 9-year-olds to consider gender dysphoria and push that down their throats? Little children. All right. My next guest has been fighting against a lot of insidiousness for years. And one of those insidious acts is the effort to try to divide us by using affirmative action to create a racist environment. I want to welcome to the program Ward Connerly. Ward, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor. I'm delighted always to be on your show.
Well, my friend, there's a Supreme Court case that's coming up, and it may have some significant bearing on the issue at hand. Talk to me about that, if you would, please.
I think we need to begin with the understanding that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That's the cornerstone of what America really is. And we have strayed from that, consciously strayed from that, because of Jim Crow. Jim Crow was not a person. Jim Crow was a policy, a set of policies operating on the premise that the Negro, colored people, I is one, were inferior, and that the Negro, the colored people, whatever the terminology is at the moment, should be segregated from the rest of society. I stumble as I explain all of this because it is so foreign to those of us who believe in the country, who believe in the good Lord's creation. But that's where we were. And to our everlasting goodness and the grace of God, we've moved away from that, 180 degrees away from that. And one of the things that we did as a country that was designed to get away from that was what we called affirmative action. Those two magical words, which sound so positive. When Jim Crow was coming to a close in the 1960s, the decision was, and members of the Congress debated, what are we going to do about the Negro? Well, President Kennedy at that stage said, race has no place in American life or law. Stop the discrimination, and that will solve it. Just stop it. And change your mindset. And Dr. King, after Kennedy was assassinated, went to his successor, President Johnson, and said, just race has no place in American life or law. It's not going to be enough. We have had your foot on our neck for so long. Just to give us benign affirmative action, Mr. President, is not going to be sufficient. And so we embarked on a course which said we want goals and timetables. We want to make sure that the number of people, black people, who are in positions of power and responsibility, that it matches up against society as a whole. And that's what we've been doing for the last 60 years. And every 25 years or so, the Supreme Court makes a ruling that this is constitutional. You can use race to make decisions about the American people's lives and not violate the Constitution. That's what the court has been saying. And it's just coincidental that every 25 years, they reaffirm that. Well, we're now at a point with the court being totally changed ideologically by President Trump. There are now clearly enough people on the court who think that the Constitution is sacred, that next year when the case comes up involving Harvard, that the court is going to rule once and for all that the Constitution is colorblind and that you cannot discriminate against people, people of any color or ethnic background, to achieve these goals that the government has. And so I'm just delighted for this moment in time. And I think, and I don't think I'm overstating my optimism to say that I think the court should hand down a ruling next year. And they will hear the case in June and then in October, and then they will decide on it in June. I mean, you know, they've already decided individually, but collectively, we'll get their verdict. And I'm just so confident that we're going to finally get the decision that we deserve as a country,
which is that we don't want quotas, we want opportunities.
Right, we want merit.
And
you know,
go ahead.
The affirmative action mindset is not simply looking at quotas, it infects all of the public policy realm. You think about it. Why would President Biden, right out of the box, say that he's going to appoint a black female to the Supreme Court? Sure, it's to prop up a lagging political situation in which he finds himself. But why is he in that spot? It's because of our belief, not our, because of the president's belief that there is gold in their fields policy-wise, mm-hmm. and that we have to help black people by putting the heavy hand of government on the scale to appoint a black female. Well, I don't care what color she happens to be or whatever, if they've earned the right to be there. Ronald Reagan once was asked, why don't you want diversity at the university, because it's going to end up being all Asian? And Ronald Reagan said, I don't care if it is all Asian, if they've earned the right to be there. Ours is a system of merit. And when you interpose any kind of consideration like a person's skin color or where their granddaddy was born, that's ridiculous. And we need to get away from it. And I think we will.
Well, it sounds like we've got a case that's coming up before the Supreme Court that's going to give the court an opportunity to once and for all to weigh in upon that. The issue then becomes, how is that introduced in our schools? And right now we have a school system that is forcing this CRT in critical race theory, which essentially says that, depending on the color of your skin determines love, hate, and relationship. And that's the exact thing that you're speaking against.
Precisely. And it's awkward sometimes to wade into these waters, policy waters, without sounding like a demagogue. But in reality, these are going to be some treacherous times for people from different demographic groups. The country never seemed to have understood that individual rights given to us by our Creator, that's the centerpiece of American life.
Yeah.
And every 25 years or so, when the court is confronted by this question, we always punt the ball. We think that the civil rights movement solved this problem. It didn't. Civil rights movement said that we're going to advance colored people. National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Their objective is improving the lot of, quote, colored people. Their objective is not equal rights for every person, because every person, that's not part of their
agenda. Exactly. All right, we'll be back with more with Ward Connerly coming up right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village, with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet.
Courage will come. It's coming. Courage will come. It's coming.
I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite. And it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Cocolassus. Got my Cocolassus right here.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, Ward, as we're talking about this, and I was sharing with this with you in the break, you know, as somebody who's not a person of color, as a white guy, there are certain topics that, you know, I'm not supposed to have any input in. I'm not supposed to talk about. Aubrey Shines told me years and years ago, because I do talk about these things, and I bring them up, and I talk about how, you know, the left always uses individuals like Freddie Gray, who was a heroin dealer in Maryland, as an example. And you know, let's not use people who were criminals as the examples to then riot and burn down buildings. And predominantly, where do they burn them down, Ward? But in black neighborhoods, they burn down black businesses. And now there's black neighborhoods that don't have a grocery store because these idiots went in there and burned it down. And most of them don't even live in that neighborhood. They were shipped in from outside in order to create this chaos.
You know, a lot of them don't have grocery stores, gas stations, a whole lot of commercial activity that's essential to a civil society. These people, they have to drive 10 to 15 miles just to get those basic services. And it's because of their confidence of a lot of the nonsense that goes on in the communities.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's no question. Well, you know, and people talk about Black Panther. I have David Horowitz that comes on the program. You know David Ward. You know, David was a radical. He was a leftist, and he was part of the student movement. And then he was a part of the Black Panther organization. He actually brought them the lady that was the accountant that they ultimately ended up murdering because she saw where the money was actually going and was getting ready to say something about it. And so they killed her. Black Panthers was started with good intentions. But as happens with many organizations, good intentions are, you know, not what happens. You were mentioning the NAACP. Burgess Owens has written some great expose. NAACP was started by white people who had not so much good intentions when it came to colored people to begin with. And you were identifying that as we went into the break.
Well, it's all coming around now, Pastor.
Yeah.
We are beginning to see the evidence of what we have done. And there is a silent majority. I mean, I hesitate to say that because it sounds so Machiavellian, but there is a silent majority. And that majority is now awakening. And I'm very optimistic about where we're headed as long as we stay the course.
Well, and there are some, you know, there's some great voices that are out there that are speaking up, that are talking about these kinds of issues and talking about how, you know, how we can come together as a country, as a nation, as people of faith. And I think that's a topic that's important to understand, too, when it comes to understanding. If you want to talk about equality, let's go back to the original document that says all men are created equal. That term created is significant because it points to a creator. And so when someone says, well, you know, how do I know? How do we know that we're all equal? Well, I'll tell you how we know that we're all equal, because there's a God in heaven that says so, and that is a principle, a foundational principle. And, you know, for Black America, for hundreds of years, the Bible has been that concrete foundation that told them, yes, we are all created equal. God made us all equal. And good Christian people are the ones that died on the battlefield in the Civil War fighting for that equality.
Yes. And the problem we've had over the last 50 or 60 years is that no one has been able to articulate what you have just said, Pastor. No one has been able to make connection. Rush Limbaugh, who was a good friend, Rush tried to lay out a philosophy based on the Constitution, based on conservatism. But even Rush did not quite make the connection as forcefully as he could have, because he was doing so much great work overall to explain to the American people, here's what your mission is. Here's what the Lord has tapped you to do.
Yeah.
This is the roadmap. Follow it.
And that roadmap, ladies and gentlemen, is understanding, again, our intrinsic value as His creation. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white. We are all precious in His sight. And we need to esteem one another with that respect. Each one, back and forth. Not laying out our woundedness, but laying out the wholeness that we find in Jesus Christ and seeing the whole person in front of us. And Ward, I'm so honored that you are my friend. God bless you. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I really pitched this in the first hour, this particular segment, because I'm very excited about this, and we've been talking a lot on this program about the indoctrination that's happening. And now, the efforts, the Florida bill, where they're trying to protect children ages 4 to 9. And as Matt Long said earlier in the program, you know, that really needs to go a whole lot higher than that. For goodness sake, you're talking about, you know, creating gender dysphoria in children. This is absolute insanity. But folks, it started in the colleges, and it started in the universities. We've been talking about that on this program for years, and I'm so glad now that there is a book out. It's a handbook that you can use to create a path. Look, I'm one of those that's had, you know, success in my life and built several multi-million dollar companies with a pretty much a high school diploma. Oh, I've got a degree. But I didn't get my degree until long after I'd accomplished everything that I accomplished. I want to welcome to the program Bruce Goodmanson, author of 100% Success Without College. Bruce, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg. I'm so happy to be with your audience.
Well, I'm really intrigued and excited. I mean, for those of us who've been paying attention to what's been happening in the universities and what they're doing to our kids that we send there with one idea, and they come home and we feel like we don't even, you know, we don't even recognize them. You've put together here a book that helps people and gives some really strong guidance relative to that. Talk to us about that, please.
Yes, my book starts off by basically providing parents powerful and irrefutable reasons why they should keep their kids out of college. But just as importantly, it serves as an encyclopedia of career training opportunities that are offered outside the college arena. And what my book, again, begins to do is to destroy the myth, actually the lie, that college is the only pathway to the American dream. And I have found that bad colleges start with a bad public education system, and ours is beyond terrible. Understand this. Compared to students of other nations, our students are academically ranked 26th internationally. 26th. That's unconscionable. And the current nation's report card declared that 71% of our high school graduates, 71% Pastor, are not proficient in reading, writing, math, science, and U.S. history. So here are these underachieving kids, for the most part, who are immature and mediocre, are going into our universities. And as a result, these kids are graduating from college with a loss of their faith, a loss of a love for country, a mountain of debt, and with antiquated skills that corporate America just doesn't want. And realize, college is of no value, no value to 85% of our nation's workforce. Again, 85%. In other words, 85% of our workforce do not have a college degree. But we don't talk to that audience. We don't help them find the opportunities that are out there. And this is the purpose of my book, 100% Success Without College. It gives them the vision of all the things that are out there that are normally hidden from view. And they're hidden from view because typically our nation's high school guidance counselors, they put the fear into parents and into students that if they didn't get a college degree, they would not participate in the American dream. And again, like I said, it was a lie. In fact, out of 100 students who are accepted into college, 50 of them are going to drop out. And of the remaining 50 who do graduate, 30 of them will end up in jobs they could have gotten straight out of high school. So I'm just trying to roughly say to parents, college isn't what it used to be. It has turned into a place of wokeness, of militancy, and opportunities are greatly lacking. They used to call those who went into a trade school deadbeats. But I suggest to you now our deadbeats are the ones who are going to college. They come out and they really have no skills to offer corporate America. Matter of fact, corporate America just doesn't want them. And
I just want to say, there's really kind of an irony there, right? Because the idea of these schools really is not to give them the skill set necessary to be success, quote unquote, truly successful in life. It's not to give them the building blocks for success, which is what college originally was about. It was about building a framework. The education system, you talked about reading, writing, arithmetic, science, U.S. history, understanding the greatness of America. Boy, they sure don't teach that anymore, but instead they're indoctrinated to come out, and now they're not usable by the same kinds of woke corporations that we're watching do things like what Disney just did in making woke decisions that have nothing to do with actually fulfilling the company's supposed mission.
Well, and you're right about that. Matter of fact, I just read a report where earlier in the legislation of the law in Florida, Disney was all for it. And then all their woke employees got together, began to cry and whine. And so Disney changed its course.
Yeah.
But this is what we're getting from colleges. And I'm just trying to say to mom and dad, you just don't understand what's happening. For example, 36% of our college students will not demonstrate any significant improvement in learning or in skills over 4 years of college. That's such a waste of life and tuition. They are not skilled, 36% of them. They basically had the same skills, the same knowledge that they had when they stepped on campus as freshmen. And over the last few decades, there has been a 50% decline in the time a student spends in research and study hours. And I'll give you one reason why. Tuitions are so high that the university has to do everything in their power to make sure that these students stay on campus to pay these outrageous tuitions. Mm-hmm. Understand, our tuitions now have increased in the last 50 years over 2,700%.
Wow.
2,700%. That's five times the rate of inflation. And so my question I would ask, has the value of a college degree increased 2,700% or even 100% over the last 50 years?
Right.
Well, it hasn't, because, again, these kids are coming out. 44 million of them now have an average debt of $37,500.
Well, I remember about 5 years ago having a guest on, and I remember we were talking about, you know, all of these college students. No, it was about 7 years ago in Obama's second term. All these college students that were coming out with their degrees, and none of them could find a job. None of them. Couldn't work, you know.
Well, roughly just under 40% of our college graduates have to have financial help from their parents.
Yeah,
they're just not
beyond paying for their education, I might add.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly. they're either having to live at home, or they're having to get a monthly check from mom and dad.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for that. Think of it this way. Oh.
Well, I was going to say, so let's cut into a little bit, and then we can talk, develop it more on the other side of the break. And we've got a couple minutes before we go into that. But I'd like you to at some point get into what kinds of opportunities exist, because at one point they would tell us, I mean, right, this was the mantra was, well, look, if you don't have a college degree, you know, there are certain industries, the high level, the high dollar industries, you can't get into, and you can't make a decent living. And then they would try to show graphs with disparities between those that had a high school degree and those that had a college degree, and look at the income disparities.
Well, there really isn't an income disparity. You can look at some of the for example, the architectural engineering. The average income is about, roughly $90,000. But you get the mechanic who works on the engines of yachts, they're making $88,000, and they're done in about a year and a half. So this supposition that a college graduate is going to earn far more over his lifetime or her lifetime than the average high school student or trade school student is just not true. And this is what my book does. It says, look, mom and dad, here's the world of career opportunities. Mm-hmm. Understand, there are over 30,000 occupations out there to choose from, yet the typical university offers only 85 majors. That's just 85 careers to choose from.
Wow.
And so these kids go into school, and they're in limbo for 2 years, the first 2 years, because they're undecided. And then when their junior year starts, they have to pick a major. They quickly pick one. They graduate, and then look at them.
Right. Because, we're going to go into break. But because of the fact, if you think about it, look at it, 30,000 on one side, 85 on the other, And you and, I don't know, 6,000 others graduate to go into one of those 85. Think about the amount of competition that you have versus the 30,000.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. 1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans.
Please tell me... Apparently, one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and flight surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase, 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that...
83,000 per year. I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation
Sexual
Radio,
predators.
Where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my guest is, Bruce Goodmanson, G-O-O-D, good, man, M-A-N-S-E-N, Bruce Goodmanson. Bruce, where's the best place for folks to go to get your book, 100% Success Without College?
They can go to anythingbutcollege.com, anythingbutcollege.com.
Okay.
My wife came up with that. She was very good.
Well, I'm not a huge fan of a lot of the things that Amazon supports, but I will say that, you know, at this point, we don't have a great alternative. So if you go over there and you use Amazon to purchase the book,
No, Pastor, they don't go to Amazon. They go to anythingbutcollege.com.
Oh, that's the place that you actually go to.
Yes, that's the website.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Yeah, you'll get the book directly from us. If you go to Amazon, it's there, but it's a Kindle book, and the lousy thing about Kindle books is you can't print them. You can only read them.
Right.
So you can get a PDF copy or a softbound copy at my website.
Okay. Anythingbutcollege.com. I love it.
Correct. And my book covers just about everything under the sun, that 30,000 occupations. We go into trade schools, blue and white collar apprenticeships. And the neat thing about apprenticeships, Pastor Young, is that a student will be in the classroom. They will be getting work experience as they're studying. But the best thing is while they're doing the two, they're getting paid. They're getting paid. So they come out with a real skill. And by the way, there are white-collar apprenticeships, just not blue-collar. Blue-collar, we think of plumbing, but white-collar, you can get into social media advertising, banking, insurance. There's all kinds of things that are out there. So we go into the apprenticeships, into cyber boot camps, where you'll learn how you can become a software engineer and earn about $109,000 median income. But here's the kicker. That particular school will not require any tuition paid until you get a job. These things are out there, but moms and dads and students just don't understand that they're there. And we also go into entrepreneuring and sales. Here's a quick stories about sales, and I have a number of them, but sales is a wonderful position to get into. It's the highest paid profession in the world. But here's a young man, high school dropout. He goes and buys a bundle of men's winter underwear, long johns, and he takes the bundle up to the Pacific Northwest and sells them to lumberjacks. He earns about $1,500. Afterwards, he moves himself to Washington, D.C., where he borrows another $1,500 to buy an A&W root beer franchise. Well, then he buys another franchise, and then another. And then after 20 years, he decides to buy a hotel, and then he buys another. And the name of this high school dropout, this underwear salesman, is John Marriott of the Marriott Hotels. That's how he started. And it's a great story, and there's tons of stories like that to inspire both mom and dad and their children. And then we get into corporate universities and straight into the workforce after high school. I mean, Pastor Young, there are so many opportunities with just a high school degree. For example, I took my BMW to a service, to be serviced, just to get some oil change and so forth. And the service advisor looked like a young man, and I says, tell me your story. And he says, well, he only had a high school degree, and he started there at the dealership as a car wash guy. Mm-hmm. He washed cars. But then he was moved up to the tire department, and then he was moved into another department, and then they offered him to become a service advisor, and he's earning $68,000, and his associate is earning $80,000 because he's been working there a couple years longer. And I talked to the manager of GoDaddy, and I says, can a young man or young woman with a high school degree be financially successful in your company? He says, absolutely. He says in the sales department, he's got a number of high school students or high school graduates who are earning over $100,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So this is, again, is the purpose of the book, to give the moms and dads the vision of outside of the college arena. For example, where do our nation's professional baseball umpires come from? Where do they get their training? Maybe you have a son who just eats and drinks and lives and dies for baseball, but he's not good enough to play the game. But he could become a professional baseball umpire if he knew the training existed. And that's the whole point of this book, is to say this stuff is out there. Right. Go forth and conquer. Think of it this way. How can a young adult fall in love with a career if they don't know that the career exists? That's my mantra. That's what I'm trying to say to parents. These careers existing out there, and there are a ton of them. Maybe the foundation, for example, that offers $100,000 to high school students to skip college. They're paying kids to skip college. or what chef school has the nation's best placement program? And Pasha Young, let's think beyond chef school or being a chef in a restaurant. Realize that zoos need chefs for their animals. Nuclear submarine chefs make wonderful livings. And there's private chefs who goes into the homes of their clients to cook in their kitchen.
Look at the cook on Yellowstone. one of my probably my only favorite TV show out there, quite honestly. But look, what is it, 11 million people's favorite television program? And did you know that the guy that actually runs the catering truck, truly, it's just his job was to run the catering truck, ends up now where he has a role on Yellowstone as the cook. Okay, he's the guy that shows up and does. And
I did not know that.
Yeah, but his actual gig was he was the caterer for the cast. And they were like, you know, we like you, we love your personality. Why don't you, let's give you a little bit spot. And now he's the quote unquote cook on the Yellowstone Ranch.
How about that? Well, that's the thing. There's so many in a sense, what I'm trying to say with that is that there are opportunities inside of opportunities.
Yes. Well, I have just real quick too to add to that. I have he's passed away, but I had a very good friend of mine that I grew up with that right out of high school went to work for PG&E at 18, and ended up getting involved in their computer side, and worked his way up. And when he and I reconnected in our mid 30s. He was a guy who actually met with Bill Gates and Michael Dell, and he was the one who was the visionary that created the new software concepts for PG&E. And he was testing, the programs we have today. He was testing those 25 years ago.
My. Well, and young men and young women can do that as well.
Absolutely.
There's what's called massive open online courses that are offered all across the internet where you can get computer software programming certifications while you're sitting at home.
Yeah.
And they're relatively inexpensive to do so. And whereas if you go to get a software engineering at a university, oft times the programs you're learning are already antiquated. They're of no use. And I've got stories in my book that explains this for these kids that get
We're going into a break. We're going to run out of time here in about 30 seconds. So I just want to tell you folks, look, there are a lot of you that are listening to me right now that may be saying, I'm weighing this. The ideas that I put into my kids don't match with no matter what school I'm looking at. They just don't match up. What am I going to do? And I don't want to go into massive debt. Here's your answer. 100% success without college. Just look, all we're suggesting is check it out. Just check it out because it may make a difference. Back after this.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.